This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A company led by a former law enforcement officer will conduct an audit of the use of force by the Colorado Springs Police Department. Pennsylvania-based Transparency Matters will look at demographic data involving use of force. It will also examine any disparities and make recommendations later this year. John Elway is stepping down as Broncos general manager after 10 years. He will stay on as president of football operations and help choose his successor as GM. The Broncos haven't been to the playoffs in 5 years. A new state law aims to bring more wage transparency and more power to workers who've suffered discrimination. CPR's Corey Jones reports.
The Equal Pay for Equal Work Act does a lot. It requires employers to include a pay range on any job openings they post. It also prohibits them from asking candidates about their own pay history, a tactic that labor advocates say is used to justify paying new hires less money. Employers must also make all workers aware of any chances for promotions within their company. And finally, it bans wage discrimination based on gender identity and lets workers who have been discriminated against go to court for damages. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Colorado's prison population is down by 16% through early release of low-risk prisoners during the pandemic and a new law reducing drug possession sentences. The inmate population is down to roughly 16,000 people since last February. This is CPR News.